Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your closing bell for August 4th, 2025. So mortgage rates, they eased again today. We're having a nice reprieve in rates right now. They're getting right in the wheelhouse, the 6.5% that I was predicting. But what I want to talk about in today's numbers is the Federal Reserve. And yes, I'm going to go there, folks. We're going to talk the jobs numbers. And I'll be like Rick Santelli, good, bad, indifferent. Well, we're going to focus in on those and how those would have changed the markets dramatically. But does it matter? Because if you go over to the equity markets right now, Dow Jones and the equities are screaming high again. You got the bond markets deteriorating. I'm going to bring it over to Rick Santelli here in a minute. How low can these rates go? Well, that's what we're going to try to figure out in today's video. Then I'm also going to show you two things that I was involved in over the last few months. I was on News Nation a few months ago. I don't know if you guys know that, but they reached out to me asking me about home prices. Well, I gave them my feedback on that. And then just shortly ago, Yahoo Finance reached out to me and they said, Dan, what do you think if rates went back up to 8%? So you can now we're going to go over my response with them here in this video today. So without further ado, folks, let's get over to it. So I do these videos for those newbies out there. I do these videos twice a day to help you guys figure out these things over here. Why are they moving? Because you can't just sit there and flip a coin, figure out, oh, what's going to happen today. I want you to understand why these are moving. And so let's get over to today's news. Well, here's what happened last week. Now, I'm not going to point any blame and whatever, but let's just look at the numbers. Okay, the Federal Reserve, they held rates steady right through here. And the big caption was, they were relying on this right here, the jobs report. They're like, okay, inflation, it's pretty okay. Okay, even with the threats of all these tariffs, inflation hasn't spiked up like we thought. Okay, and that's a common theme, like we thought. Okay, but then when the jobs numbers came out, the Federal Reserve came out and said, well, before that, they said, well, the jobs market looks solid right now. Actually, it looks pretty good. Well, fast forward 24 to 48 hours, and we're about 250,000 jobs less than we thought. So what would have happened if they knew? Well, who cares at this point? Because we probably know that they're going to cut rates because there's probably a 90% chance they're cutting at the next meeting. And I'll show you that data right through here. But that's what the markets were waiting for. They're like, okay, is the jobs market going to crack? And a few times I came on and said, okay, there's jobs being lost and things like that, but some of the numbers just don't add up. And so now some of the numbers are catching up to us. I didn't think it was going to be that bad, 250,000 people, but it is what it is. So what we need to do is focus in on, like Rick Santelli said, is how are the markets reacting to this? And a lot of times you see these analysts come out and they're wrong a lot of times. Let's get over to this. I was on News Nation not too long ago, and here's the clip of it. And I'm going to play the beginning part of this where you'll understand kind of how she comes in on this. So let's take it away.
So let's bring in Dan Frio, a mortgage advisor and host of Rate Update with Dan Frio on YouTube. Dan, great to see you. Thank you so much for your time. So a lot of experts, economists, real estate executives expected sales activity to tick up this year. It did not. What are the ripple effects?
It's if you understand.
So that was the question. So then I laid it out just like I lay out to you guys every day. I say the markets aren't going to be do anything really until we get more inventory. And that's the key piece here. We're not seeing the construction piece of the equation going up there, but we're starting to see more and more houses hit the market. Now, it's not a crazy hitting the market, but there is more inventory out there. When you start seeing it exceeding 2008 levels or 6 levels, that's when you start to freak out. And maybe in the next couple of days, we'll go over those numbers. But here's another piece of this puzzle that a lot of people weren't really accurate on as well. They're like, okay, what happens if rates hit 8%? Well, it did. But this report was not too long ago. This was just published on July 31st. So they go through all this stuff and you go down through. And basically what they were asking is right through here. A shift from homebuyers chasing 3%. Basically what they said is, I said a lot of people were chasing 3%, but I think finally, after 2, 3, 4 years of being around 7%, I think a lot of people are starting to get kind of normalized with these numbers, hoping absolutely that rates come down from here. But folks, we're not going to see 3% rates anytime soon, especially when you have the federal funds rate, the rate that the Federal Reserve controls. at 4.25%. So if you basically can invest your money at 4.25% at no risk, well, who in the heck's going to want to buy a bond, especially a mortgage bond, at a 3% coupon? I hope you understand that. If you don't, continue watching my videos on a daily basis, because it'll get clearer and clearer every day, because we try to teach you the economics behind all this as well. So that's what we're seeing right through there. So here's my take on the market, kind of like Rick Santelli said. You go through here, here's what's happening in the markets right now. They're focused now on, they know the Federal Reserve is going to come in and cut rates at the next meeting. I'll show you. Let's get over to the CME FedWatch tool. You can actually track this on your own. Just go to cmegroup.com. And it's saying, well, I don't know why this isn't updating, but the Federal Reserve at the next meeting, they're going to put the rate at, there's an 89.95% chance they're going to put the rate at 4 to 4.25%. Well, that's a cut, because where are we today? Well, we're right through here, 4.25% to 4.5%. So obviously, if they're going to get to that at a 90% chance, well, that will most likely happen. Prior to the last meeting, or right after the last meeting, the chances of a September cut were 50%. And now they're about 90%. So you can pretty much count on that. So now what the markets are going to focus in on is, what is the equity markets going to do and why? Well, I first want to look over at the tariffs and some of the tariffs coming in right now. The EU just got the can kicked for them another 6 months. But then, for example, you see a lot of these other areas. It's like there's a huge, like India, huge tariffs on India and things like that. Folks, I don't really think we trade much with India anyways. Okay, I'm not trying to be smart, but I don't think it's going to be a dent in, you know, anybody's pocket for that piece of, you know, what can you only buy from India? And I can be completely wrong, but I don't think I am in this case. So that's what you're seeing through there. The next thing we want to look at is the corporate earnings. Where are they going right now? So right now, before, well, the market hasn't closed yet, so we don't have these earnings reports, but so far right through here, if you click this, I'm going to go to Earnings Hub. You go over to here, the revenue so far out of, well, there's only four companies reported so far. Revenues on two, one of them is bad, three of them is good, and two have not reported, and these are all after the bell. So I'll go back tomorrow morning when I do the opening bell, and I'll show you how the earnings reports went for the day, because we'll get the rest of these as well as a lot of these companies. And these companies right through here, look at the companies that are reporting tomorrow. We have Caterpillar, BP, we got oil, hospitality, construction. You go down through here, Duke Energy, ADM, Marathon Oil, I think that's in MPC, DuPont. So you're going to get a whole mix of things tomorrow down through all kind of different companies and environments. So that's going to give us a mix of what earnings are going to look like. Now let's get over to Rick Santelli. He's going to tell us bonds continue to decline. How far can they go? Well, let's keep our fingers crossed. Rick, take it away for us, buddy.
Hi, John. You know, Friday was a huge, huge day in the markets. A 25 basis point drop in two-year yields. Over a 20 basis point drop in 10-year yields. Look at the two-day chart. But yet, look at the right side. We are hovering very close to unchanged. Two-year is mostly unchanged. And the 10s are down a basis point and a half or so. I respectfully disagree with Mohammed, because if there was an issue that was serious, that was sparked by the big, huge revision we had on Friday or the firing of a BLS person, we would see much more volatility. And if there was the notion that we have to now be suspect of every data point, what about inflation data points? The markets will let you know. Markets are pretty grown up about it. They understand this president. They understand hyperbole. They understood that there was a political rationale not to like tariffs. They saw through it. They continue to see through a lot of the issues that are very interesting and in the news. But maybe pointing out that Friday should have a negative residual effect is every bit as political as what the president did. And as you look at the longer term charts, we're hovering at the lowest yield closes basically since early April, and something else big's going on. Our yields are the closest they've been with European bond yields since the beginning of April. That's something to pay close attention to. John, Courtney, back to you.
Dan. So sorry about that. Okay, so here's what we're seeing in the bond market right now. MBSs are up 10. So I want to show you a 10 or a two-day chart of this. Here's what we've seen over the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're new to the channel, what we focus in on here is this chart right through here. It's a mortgage bond. So if you're trying to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates, this is the bond you follow, because the yield on this thing is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. Some people, if you don't have access to this, you can actually follow the 10-year treasury. But this is precise, because this is actually, if you see up here, MBS, it's a mortgage bond. Okay, so how you follow this is as the price goes up in the bond, any bond that you buy, you could buy a corporate bond or whatever, but as the price goes up, rates or yields come down. Well, since this is a mortgage bond, as the price goes up, here's what happens to rates. They go down, okay? So that's what you're seeing across the board right now, how big the durations are, or basically is how big are these adjustments. So I want to go back to a two-day chart. Look at this. This is crazy. So this is Friday right after the jobs report. So what this signaled was we got problems. We got problems in the jobs market. So this is signaling the Federal Reserve's got to cut at this point. So mortgage bond, or actually bond prices, just spiked. And that's what happened. So as this price goes up again, rates come down. So look over the last basically 48 hours, like Rick Santelli said, we have mortgage rates down about 0.25%, maybe just a little bit shy of that. But we're now in the 6.5 range where I expected in Q3 of 2025. So we're right there, folks. I'm still saying that rates are going to continue to stay. I'm not saying it's going to crash anytime soon. A lot of people at the beginning of the year, they predicted, 5.99 rates or something like that. I'm still saying over the next probably 30, 60 days, we should be in a little bit tighter range possibly, but we should be right around 6.5 to 6.75. As other data comes in, starts moving the markets and stabilizing things, you'll start getting a little more secure right around 6.5% by the end of the year. But I don't think any major things are going to affect things any in the next month or two, because now we know what the Fed's going to do. Now it's going to be completely tariff driven at this time. So pay attention to what's going on with tariffs. And the better the news there, the better the markets are going to react to that. So that's our report for today, folks. If you haven't subscribed to my channel, please do. If you don't know who I am, let me explain to you who I am. So my name is Dan Frio. I do this report actually twice a day to inform you guys what in the heck's going on with these things and the whys behind it. Well, we have a slogan here. Well, I work at a federal bank. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So no matter where in the country you're at, you can put my 36 years of experience to work for you guys. I don't care if you're looking to buy or refinance. I work at a federal bank. Here's the cool thing. My federal bank is set up with 33 other lenders. These are credit unions, banks, and lenders. Why is that important? Well, when I approve your loan, I can use our rates and programs, and I can use rates and programs from 33 other lenders. So imagine if you're out there trying to compete for, to get the lowest rate out there. How do you do that? Well, reach out to me. I can do this right now. Now, you already got a quote? Well, go to the loan estimate tab right through here. Click it. Upload your loan estimate. It'll tell me, just tell me when you're looking to close. If I can meet that closing date and I can save you on the fees and the rate, I'd love to win your business. If you're looking to buy right now and you just need some assistance with that, first thing I want you to do is check out this video right through here. This is a grant of up to $7,000 if you're looking to buy a house. Stop right now. If you're looking to buy, check out this video, and if you like it, go ahead and click the subscribe or the application button right through here to put in your application. And yours truly will be reaching out to you once you finish that application and upload any documents that we need. So reach out to us if you're in need of buying or refinancing. Put my experience to work for you guys. Go to therateupdate.com, and here's all the data that we have right now. So thanks for watching, folks. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do so right over there. I'd greatly appreciate it. Otherwise, I'll see you tomorrow at the opening bell. And have a great night. Be safe out there, and enjoy the day. Bye-bye.